אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
שלום אוסטרליה. אביחי מנדלבליט, Prime Minister Netanyahu's appointment to the position, has become the first Attorney General in Israeli history to indict a serving Prime Minister. Standing in front of two Israeli flags, the Attorney General on Thursday announced bribery, fraud and breach of trust charges against Netanyahu. He said the decision to indict was made with a heavy heart, but with a whole heart. According to the full indictment but released by the Justice Ministry, Netanyahu will be charged with fraud and breach of trust in cases 1000 and 2000 and bribery, fraud and breach of trust in case 4000. The Prime Minister responded emotionally to the announcement, saying, "I've given my life for this country. I fought for this country, was wounded for this country. I deeply respect the justice system in Israel, but you have to be blind not to see that something bad is happening to police, investigators, and the prosecution. We are seeing an attempted coup by the police with false accusations." Responding to the Prime Minister's speech, Kahol Levan leader Benny Gantz expressed full support for the justice system and said the issue was no coup, but rather a case of Netanyahu entrenching himself in power. He said Netanyahu proved he must leave his position and focus on his legal affairs. Several of embattled Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's political allies closed ranks in his defence on Thursday, backing his claim that police and state prosecutors were attempting a coup to remove him from power using false corruption charges. Despite overseeing the Justice Ministry, which issued the charge sheet, Likud's Amir Ohana indicated that he believed the Prime Minister was innocent of all charges. Culture Minister Miri Regev defended Netanyahu's presumption of innocence until the court decides otherwise, and said police and state prosecutors cannot be immune from criticism and above the law. Likud MK Miki Zohar praised Netanyahu's comments, saying millions of people in this country were deeply moved by his words. "I urge his haters to discover the truth and stop the hypocrisy. There is one law for Netanyahu and the right, and another for everyone else." One of the Prime Minister's strongest supporters, Communications Minister David Amsalem, tweeted simply, "We won't let the lie win." Prime Minister Netanyahu said on Friday that he would ultimately accept the court's decision in the legal case against him, but he continued his efforts to undermine the legitimacy of the corruption charges announced. Netanyahu said in a video posted to his Facebook page, "Of course, I want to make clear that this whole process will ultimately be decided in court. We will accept the court's decisions regarding this, there is no question." However, Netanyahu again reiterated his assertion that the decision to indict him had been reached by illegal means. The Attorney General is expected to formally inform Knesset Speaker Yuli Edelstein about his decision to indict the Prime Minister this week. From that moment on, Netanyahu has 30 days to decide whether he wants to ask the Knesset for parliamentary immunity. The fact that the Knesset House Committee, which handles immunity matters, is not currently functioning complicates the process, and it is not immediately clear how Israel's political deadlock will affect the process by which the state prosecution would otherwise move forward formally filing the charges in the Jerusalem District Court. Before the charges were announced on Thursday, President Reuven Rivlin handed Knesset Speaker Yuli Edelstein formal notice that Benny Gantz's mandate to form a government had ended after the Kahol Levan party leader conceded failure in the task a day earlier. For the first time in Israel's history, the mandate to form a governing coalition is now in the hands of the Knesset. If 60 lawmakers sign their support for a fellow MK to form a coalition within the next 21 days, that person will be tasked with doing so and get 14 days to swear in a government. If not, the country goes to the polls again. Rivlin told Edelstein in a ceremony at the president's residence in Jerusalem, "This is a time of unprecedented darkness in the history of the State of Israel." On Friday, Benny Gantz said he was making an ongoing effort to build a coalition before the country is forced to go to a third election in less than a year. The Hebrew press has reported that state prosecutor Shai Nitzan believes Netanyahu cannot begin a new term with the charges hanging over him, and that Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit is inclined to agree. Last night, Benny Gantz again appealed to the government to form a national unity government, but without Netanyahu. Both the Labour Party and the Movement for Quality Government said they would appeal to the High Court of Justice to force the Prime Minister to step down, with further petitions expected. Though the law technically allows a Prime Minister to remain in power so long as a final court ruling convicting him has not been given, that law has never actually been tested, and the courts will likely be compelled to debate the issue. However, one matter on which legal experts agree is that he should be required to immediately relinquish the four ministerial posts he currently holds. According to legal precedent, a minister cannot continue to serve under indictment. Netanyahu currently holds the agriculture, health, social affairs, and diaspora affairs portfolios. According to a survey published on Friday, after Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit announced that he would be indicting the Prime Minister in the three corruption cases, 56% of Israelis thought that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu should resign. 35% of respondents said the Likud leader should not budge from the Prime Minister's residence, while the remaining 9% were unsure. If elections were held today, the survey reported, Benny Gantz's Kahol Levan would climb to 36 seats, three more than it received in September's election. Likud, despite the Netanyahu indictments, would also see its seat count rise from 32 to 33. Jordanian Foreign Minister Ayman Safadi said yesterday that ties between Israel and Jordan were at an all-time low, with Amman not fully reaping the peace dividend that was expected to accompany the establishment of diplomatic ties 25 years ago. The comments were made at a security conference in Bahrain, echoed Jordan's King Abdullah II, who said on Thursday that relations are now at their worst point since the signing of the peace treaty in 1994. Safadi said, "We have not been able to achieve bilateral cooperation on numerous issues, singling out the long-delayed Red Sea-Dead Sea pipeline project and Israeli measures limiting Jordanian exports to the West Bank." 50 cars were found torched on Friday morning in a number of Palestinian villages in the West Bank in a suspected hate crime by Jewish settlers. In addition to the burnt vehicles, Stars of David and other graffiti were discovered on buildings in the villages. The acts of vandalism occurred in the West Bank villages of Kabalan, Bet Dajan, Majd al Bani Fadl, and Adik. Hundreds of riders took advantage yesterday of Tel Aviv's new public transportation program, offering bus services to the residents of the city and surrounding areas during Shabbat. The initiative includes 6 bus routes within Tel Aviv and to the suburbs of Ramat Gan, Ramat HaSharon, Givatayim, Holon, and Kiryat Ono. The routes, which cover some 300 kilometers in total and include 500 bus stops, do not enter primarily Orthodox neighborhoods. Minibuses seating 19 people each began servicing the new routes as Shabbat began just after 4 p.m. They ran last night, with a break between 3 a.m. and 9 a.m. on Saturday morning. Many people were unable to board the full buses, and the Tel Aviv municipality says that next week the minibuses will be replaced by full-sized ones. For the first weeks of the service, the rides are free. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.